6 to 9 on Smile.
On Smile 90.4 FM.
I want to know, you know, mobile phones. My kids, and I speak about this a lot in the show, about the fact that they've navigating the world of almost cracking the code. It's like a game for them to try and guess the combination of numbers to get into Karen or my phone. Faith and Aaron are, I wouldn't say they're numerical geniuses because they haven't quite cracked it yet. But my problem is when they do get my code, they're going to access my life because I, probably like many other parents, use the same code for everything.
So much easier.
Your bank PIN, everything is the same.
Everything. Otherwise, I'll forget what it is. Mm. In actual fact, the second my kids get it, it's game over, right? Saturday, I got another message with all these hearts and kisses, and I just knew when I was out that it wasn't from Karen, even though it was sent from her phone. I just knew that Karen, this message was clearly one that took 15 minutes to put together. I love you so, 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 heart, 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 poop emoji, heart, 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 flower, 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 flower. Poop emoji. Flower, 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 hot cup of coffee. Mm-hmm. Flower, 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 poop emoji. Heart, 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 heart. Kiss, 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 kiss. Heart, 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 love you so much.
Beautiful.
And if you think I'm joking, right?
It's
if you think
beautiful.
I'm joking, I shall even do one better, and I shall post on our socials a screenshot, right? I'm going to show you as well. Hold on.
Ah, there it is.
It really is.
Poop emoji. Poop emoji.
Hot, hot, hot.
Hot, 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 hot. Hot, hot, hot. Hot, 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 hot.
Wow.
I love you. So, 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 so.
Looks like a Tetris game there at the moment.
It does, indeed.
I knew that wasn't Karen, right?
What's that game where you literally, Minesweeper, right? Where you look at, so I wonder where the bomb is hiding behind those hearts.
What is the worst your kids have done once they got hold of your phone? What happened?
Son got hold of our phone, and he took a photo of my wife that fell asleep while she was breastfeeding. It was a very embarrassing photo with her legs open while she had her underwear on, and her one boob was standing or hanging free, if I can say that. And he took a photo, and he went to go and send it to our church leaders, my parents, as well as some of our friends, with the message saying, "Mom and baby is doing well."
Yo.
Success, tell us, you've got a family member, a young Shame, and she's a sweetheart.
She is. So my brother has got a beautiful daughter called Zoe. She's very energetic.
I saw the pictures of her on social media.
Loves playing outside, but just as much as she loves playing outside, she loves her screen time too. So this, you know, we went home for the holidays, and there was a particular day where me and Francois were babysitting. Mm-hmm. So it's me and Francois and little Zoe playing outside, and what my brother usually does is he gives her the phone or his phone to play around with. Mm. But my brother was not there. So I decided I'm going to be the awesome aunt and earn some brownie points, you know. And I said, okay, Zoe, here's my phone. And we were like sitting around in the kitchen. She was playing around and I thought, okay, she's fine. She's got my cell phone. Everything is going to be fine. I think 30 minutes later, I'm looking for Zoe, but I cannot find her anywhere. And I do find her, but I don't find my phone with her.
What crisis?
So I'm like, Zoe, where is Auntie Success's phone? And she just looks at me with that little face that literally tells me that she has done something that I'm probably going to regret. But so we go around looking for the phone. It's not anywhere else until I went to the bathroom. And it was literally in the toilet.
Oh.
In the toilet. She dropped my phone in the toilet. And guys, I have to say that I literally had to dig for that phone. It wasn't just like right there. I literally put my hand in there with a plastic bag over my hand and dug the phone out of the toilet. And needless to say, there was a bit of residue on there. It was just toilet paper. But before I had to put it in a bowl of rice, I just had to clean all the residue off.
She was just doing a quick photo dump.
It was horrible.
Well, my kid was about 3 or 4 at creche. And one Friday afternoon, I got home from work. And sitting in the lounge chatting, and this car pulls up, and this woman drops her kid in her pajamas. And I thought, this is a bit strange.
What?
And she says, thanks, I'll pick the kid up tomorrow between 9 and 10. And as I'm looking at my daughter, another car pulls up. And I said, Kellen, what's going on? She says, Dad, I took a cell phone. I've got everybody's phone numbers. And I'm having a sleepover for six kids. For the friends. What? And we know nothing. I'm looking at my wife and she said, what is going on here? Luckily, it was early enough, and then six kids rocked up. Early enough for me to go to the shop and get some hot dogs. And luckily, my lounge was rolled up into sleeper couches, so there was enough room for all of them.
That is...
But those cartoons, DSTV, hot dogs, just... And I said, oh, my God.
So you went and you checked your phone and there was an invite. You managed to type out an invite to all their friends. Exactly. Come, pull in, sleep over.
And I mean, the parents are like, thanks a lot.
Yeah, thanks.
It's a pleasure. I don't know what's going on.
Exactly. Oh, that is classic. Clayton this morning saying as well that his kids made international calling. He got a bill at the end of the month for 23,000 Rand. You know when you just press a whole lot of numbers? His son was phoning all people all over the world from his mobile device. 23,000 rands worth of international calling.
No pocket money for the rest of his life.
You know when you think yourself like, huh? Who did I call in Beijing for like an hour?
Oh, no.
Apparently it was very tough to try and explain that to the mobile, you know, to say, well, I didn't mean to call, you know, these people. My kid, international dialed.
They should actually create insurance for that.
They should, yeah.
For your cover kids that get a hold of your cell phone.
Correct. Have you read your stupidity clause in your contract? Yeah, I have. I've signed it. My kids can go ahead and use it.
Follow us on Facebook at Ryan O'Connor Breakfast Show.